With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Americans worried about the outcome of the 24 presidential election, but for different reasons. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Even though the U.S. is politically polarized, 62% of Americans agree that democracy could be at risk depending on who wins next November. That's according to a new AP-NORC poll. Voters disagree over who poses the threat. Democrats are concerned about Donald Trump's authoritarian tendencies, while Republicans are fearful of government overreach if Joe Biden is reelected. The poll's findings continue a trend of Americans' lackluster views about how democracy is functioning. Greg Clugston, The White House.
State agencies reporting delegates from Russia's ruling party have, well, unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's bid for reelection that earlier today at a party conference in Moscow. Also, at srnnews.com, the Ohio Supreme Court dismisses the state challenge to a judge's order that had blocked enforcement of Ohio's near ban on abortions for the past 14 months.
The ruling moves action in the case back to Hamilton County Common Pleas, where abortion clinics asked a judge last week to throw out the law, a ban on most abortions after a baby's cardiac activity is detected, following the decision of voters to approve enshrining abortion rights in the state constitution. The high court on Friday said the appeal was, quote, dismissed due to a change in the law. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Mobs and harbor tea dumping returning to Boston as the city marks the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Saturday's commemoration of the revolutionary protest included a reenactment of throwing a few tea leaves into the city's harbor. This is SRN News. Some bad news for various Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico, one of seven states allowing abortions to be obtained in all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. This hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments, though, in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue. This is SRN News. Boeing says deliveries of airline planes are up. Here's John Scott.
That's after deliveries were slowed earlier this year by manufacturing problems. The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November. That's nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets, including 8 to United Airlines and 7 to Southwest. Deliveries bring in cash because buyers typically pay Boeing a large share of the purchase price at delivery. John Scott reporting.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, well, the White House says federal employees should rent electric vehicles and take rail trips when feasible. It claims that in doing this, they would save money. They would also be saving, quote, the environment. More details at srnnews.com.